Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
oh,
what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Hey everybody, welcome to Chilling with Cheese. I'm your host, Cheese Gardner. Got a great show for you guys tonight. Kind of a special show. I met this young man from Baltimore out in Las Vegas back in July. Rising young heavyweight by the name of Cassius Chaney. He'll be joining us on the show tonight. Great young man. When I first met Cassius out in Vegas, he was on the undercard of Sergey Kovalev versus Mohammadi, and we hit it off pretty well. We knew some of the same areas of town, so it was pretty cool. So we're both from the same hometown, so you're going to love his story. From Baltimore to New Haven, Connecticut, to boxing stardom on the main events promotions, Kathy Duva. So yeah, it should be a great show. Also, we'll line up some other things. We'll talk more boxing. The big events coming up. Sergey Kovalev, of course, going against Pascal January 30th in Montreal. That should be a big-time fight. I'll be on HBO. We have more. Gervonta Davis, the young man out of Mayweather camp, made had a big performance this past week. He's also from Baltimore, so we'll give him a look, see what people think about him, and is he the one for Mayweather Promotions? A lot of the other fighters in the Mayweather camp have seen the be falling by the wayside right now, so we'll see if he's the main cog in the Mayweather machine right now. So we'll also talk about that. Of course, we have some big fights coming up in 2016. Some big fighters who are looking to make a name for themselves. Vasyl Lomachenko. We also have, of course, Ramon Chocolatito Gonzalez, who made a big name this year, and a lot of people have him as the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. So we'll talk about him. Of course, Triple G and his potential mega fight against Canelo Alvarez. It seems that both sides agreed to have a fight before they both maybe clash later on in 2016. So we'll look forward to talking about that. Of course, Andre Ward is looking to get back in the ring in the beginning of the year as well. Of course, he was scheduled to be on the undercard of Canelo Cotto, but an injury stopped him from being on that card. So look forward to him coming back into the ring. Yeah, of course, once again, we have a lot of young fighters on the rise. One of the guys who I'm really impressed with is Errol kid out of Texas. He was on PBC a few weeks ago, and I tell you, I love the guy's demeanor. I think he's focused. I think he's ready. After every fight, he's calling out a lot of guys, whether it's Keith Thurman, Sean Porter. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in 2016. He may crack my top 10, depending on who he fights, how he fights, when he fights. So he's definitely one to watch for. Of course, one of the big and anticipated decisions is what Manny Pacquiao is going to do for his swan song in April, whether it's going to be Terrence Crawford, whether it's going to be Adrian Broner, who knows, Amir Khan. So I don't know about that, but of course, Manny's always been a crowd favorite. He's a big draw, so I'll be looking forward to that decision. So if you guys have any questions during the show, once Cassius comes on, you're free to call 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. Also, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk some football, and I've gotten a lot of questions, if you will, about the whole Odell Beckham versus Josh Norman meltdown, if you will, in the big Giants-Carolina Panthers game. And that seems to be the talk of every sports radio show going on in the country, so we can talk about that, of course. Who you guys, and I have a question I'm going to pose in the second half. Who would be your MVP of the NFL right now? Of course, Cam Newton threw for 5 touchdowns again. He's probably in the front running along with Tom Brady. So, yeah, we'll make it interesting, mix it up a little bit. Talk whatever you want to talk in the second half of the show. But, of course, the first half we'll dedicate to Cassius Chaney. So, again, I hope this guy's story is really cool, and I hope you guys will really enjoy it. He's a very humble guy and quiet, but he's a fun guy, too. He's very, a great sense of humor, and you'll really enjoy it. So, yeah, call in 718-305-6496. There's also been a lot of talk, I guess, in the boxing world about Roy Jones. And I put up a blog post this week about Roy, who's one of the all-time best fighters of all time, one of the pound-for-pound greats. And I think it's a very serious issue that a lot of fighters have to address at one point in their career, towards the end of their career, whether to continue or to stop fighting. It's a very serious issue, in my opinion, because, of course, Roy is one that, as I stated before, is one of the all-time greats, and I think now he's being used as a punching bag. I really do. I don't like to see any guy go out like that. And through the years, it's always been that way, whether it's Muhammad Ali fighting the great Larry Holmes, and you just knew that Muhammad Ali was not supposed to be in that ring any longer. And he continued to fight and took a horrible beating against Larry Holmes. And I also brought up Joe Louis against Rocky Marciano. And, of course, Joe Louis is one all-time greats, but I just think at that point against Rocky Marciano, he just did not have it. And I just think there's a big question and concern in the boxing world. When should you stop? Or, you know, is there a point? Because I've talked to a couple boxers, and they bring up a great point. You don't know a lot of times. You're in training, and you're feeling great, and you're feeling good, until you get in the fire in the ring, and you just cannot pull the trigger any longer. And I think that's the case in Roy's case. That is the case, because his reflexes, of course, are slowing down. His footwork is no longer what it was. So there's a big question. So you want to talk about that as well. 718-305-6496. And, yeah, I'm just waiting for Cassius to call in. So until then, we're going to get on the line.
Hello?
Paul, are you there? Hello?
I'm already on.
Hey, is it Cassius?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up? I'm going early.
Good to hear from you, man. How's things going up in Philly?
Hey, everything good. I just actually finished training just now. You know, we sparring tomorrow, so it's good. It's always good to train here in Philadelphia.
That's good, man. I was just setting you up, you know, with the listeners out there, and I told them I had a chance to meet you in Las Vegas, and Very cool dude, man. Very humble. And for a lot of people that don't know, give them your background, of course, where you came from and how you got started, you know, as far as your background in Baltimore.
I'm from, I grew up in East Baltimore. I went to school in River Lane Elementary, Thurgood Marshall, and Hamilton Middle School. And then, before high school, I made the decision to come visit my grandma, and I just ended up staying in Connecticut,
I hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And so I ended up staying in Connecticut. You know, at the time, I was playing basketball and I went to school, high school in Old Saybrook, and I went to college at the University of New Haven and played basketball up until when I started boxing.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I heard this past week on HBO. I heard Max Kellerman, where he talked about a lot of big-time athletes who play ball who are switching to boxing because you already have the footwork and it's just a matter of time. Does it click or the knowledge? Was it easy for you to get in the ring because you were already a great athlete, or did it really take some time for you to, to learn the angles and everything else involved in the sport?
I heard Max Kellerman say that too. And for the most part, I do agree with a lot of the things that, when it comes to certain athletes being able to adjust and go into boxing.
Right.
But to your question, in my opinion, I was playing in front of crowds in high school and playing in front of big crowds in college. You know what I mean? That was
right. The
most, I think, the beneficial thing for me going into boxing, because once you get in the Golden Gloves and things, you're in front of a bunch of people you don't know.
That's
right. They don't know you at all. So whereas with basketball, you can kind of get that stat book and be like, oh, man, he averaged 20. Let me see what
That's
he
right.
do. You know what I'm saying? It's like a different feel from a person fighting, and you like, man, he can't fight. You know what I'm saying?
It's a
whole different, outlook. But, back to the question of what Max Kellerman was saying, I think, it all depends on a person. Like, Brian Jennings is a great athlete, right? But it's a difference between an athlete and being ring athletic. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
He's not really springy. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell a football player from a basketball player in the ring. Now, Wilder, you can tell he probably played basketball. You can
That's
just
right.
tell by his body type. Now, he's not really springy either, but you can just tell by his body type. And then,
mm-hmm.
Just my opinion on a lot of the guys that switch, you can also tell the guys that were good at what they used to play. Get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I
that's
think
right.
that's the difference between myself and be honest, I think that's one of the biggest differences between myself and a lot of guys that are switching in the sport, actually. That's something that motivates me because I was good at what I was doing. I could have went pro. I could have played overseas at my sure. particular sport. I just chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think from that standpoint, it's a little different from my choice of why I chose boxing. Or why boxing chose me than what maybe they chose. You know what I mean? A lot of them got injured.
Right.
With me,
mm-hmm.
I kind of chose it and chose not to play basketball overseas. I just say I feel like I'm filled to box, so that's why I box.
Right. And you know what, man? I told people this, and just to listen to you talk, and I want people to understand when I tell you about this guy, and you just listen to him, and you see the knowledge that's coming out of him, and you're different than a lot of guys, Cassius, because all people see when they get in the ring is two guys going head-to-head. But when you talk about footwork, you talk about movement, you talk about angles and everything else, people can understand the knowledge that you already bring into the game. Where did that come from? Because, of course, you were a basketball player. Is that something that you just learned growing up as far as where you're, being a boxing fan already?
I would, you know, I always, like, you know, it's crazy. I never was like, you know, I was a big Allen Iverson fan growing up. I was a big, you know, just basketball fan growing up. But I was a big Allen Iverson fan. But, you know, during that Allen Iverson era, I can tell you all the guys that he had to go up against. And who
That's
he
right.
Had to deal with in the con- you know what I'm saying? In the conference.
Right.
And who he had to deal with on the West Coast. I could, you know, I could deal with, I understood it. And, you know, when I, whenever boxing was on TV, like Lennox Lewis would be on, I'll watch it for some reason, like, dang, man, this dude tough, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would watch Lennox Lewis, you know, and the reason why I always watched him wasn't really because of the knockouts or his size or anything like that. It was because I felt like he was smart. Like, I felt
right.
like, you know, everybody else, a lot of people didn't like him, but I was like, man, this dude seemed real smart in the ring. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like he
That's
don't,
right.
like, you mess around, you're going to get hit with that uppercut.
That's
and,
right.
That was my biggest attraction to him, and either other fighters like Evander Holyfield. It doesn't take me a long time to watch something, and I can remember it. And
that's
I
right.
think that was the biggest. I think that's what attracted Cassie and Jolene to me. I mean, attracted me to them when I met them before I signed with Made Events was I understood the history. You know,
that's
and.
Right.
You know, my father made me pay a lot of attention to details and things like that. But growing up, you know, you pick and choose what you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to, you know, the things I liked, you know, I paid a lot of attention to it. You know,
right.
and I think it's carried me to this, you know, me being in Philly, actually. You know, a lot of, you know, it's like more detail. You know what I mean? Certain things are just more detailed. And then when I go back to New England, now I feel like a whole different type of fighter. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, I'm done.
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought up Kathy, shout out to Kathy Duva in Main Events. And, of course, the Duva family has been in boxing for many, many years. How has that working relationship been since you turned pro?
It's really smooth, I would say. It's like, you know, I don't, you know, it's like they know I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? They kind of know where I'm at, you know.
Right.
I don't think they have to keep tabs on me. You know what I mean?
That's
they
right.
kind of know my flow a little bit by now. You know, like, you know, I was in camp with Tyson Fury. I was there for 2 months. I know that they were keeping, like, contact in the Fury to make sure everything was okay. But
right.
for the most part, I was in my room every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I
right.
think it got to the point where they knew what I was doing. So it was like, whatever. You know, even with the,
right.
even with the Fury, they didn't have to check on me. So I stayed in my room, and it's the same way that I'm, you know, here in Philly. I stay in the hotel room for the most part.
And you know what? It's funny you say that, man. Sorry to cut you off, but I would, and I'm going to tell all the listeners out there, I would, like, message Cassius every now and then just to make, you know, see how he's doing or whatever. And you said the same thing. He's like, bro, I'm in my room, right? And I'm like, man, everything all right? He's like, yeah, I'm just working and grinding. So he is telling y'all the truth. And I want you, and you said something now he's the champion now, but you had messaged me, you told me that Tyson was ready. During that training camp, tell me how it was and the knowledge you gained from your sparring with Tyson over there in England.
It was more mentally tough than physically. You know what I mean? It was more like, in my mind, I went over there like, man, okay, the first week, I'm just going to get used to the, you know, the jet lag, the atmosphere. And then I'm going to look at it like I'm fighting them. You know what I mean? I have to look at it like you're fighting them, but at the same time, he's handicapped because he's rotating sparring partners, which I thought was like, man, this dude rotating with guys, you know, that, you know, coming in fresh, basically, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to remember, what guys got to understand is we're not getting training. So we're kind of going, we're kind of freestyling. So
that's right.
But we're just, but like for myself, I'm just smart enough to say, all right, when I go in the ring, I'm going to adjust. I'm just going to make something different to switch it up on them. But
right.
With for him, you know, he's saying, all right, you know, we rotate sparring partners, so it looks like it's harder. But at the same time, we ain't getting the training. We're not getting mitt work. We're not doing,
right.
you know what I mean? We're not doing, you know, we don't have a coach there that's saying do this and do that. We're freestyle.
That's right. That's right.
So, but I was already familiar with Klitschko because I watch a lot of Klitschko as well,
right.
you know, Lennox Lewis and those type of guys. So my style helped him a lot. And when I got out there, it was like, we don't really know. They didn't really know me, you know, with four fights or anything. But I get out there and they're like, man, we need you to stay. We can't let you go. So when I had that 30-day
right.
visa, I had the visa issue. They flew me
okay.
home for a day, and I had to come right back.
Wow.
So it was like,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
It was like, it was bananas, man. They gave me a 30-day. They held me in customs for five hours when I got there, gave me a 30-day
wow.
visa. So the 30th day, you know, the Furies was like, man, we really don't want to send you home, but are you going to come back? I said, yeah, I'm going to keep my word. I come right back. They sent
okay.
me home, you know, for like 2 days and had to fly me right back. And
that's
I was there
great.
For another 30 days. Yeah. You know, because, you know,
yeah.
one man got postponed.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, hey, everybody know Tyson Fury. All I got to do is say, you know, I'm helping Tyson Fury.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
As you can read, everybody don't dig him, you know what I mean? So
right, right.
It's one of those situations, yeah. As you can read, you know, he's a nice guy. He's funny,
uh-huh.
but, you know, like everything, you know, people, you know, everybody's not going to like you, you know what I mean? So
I was going to ask you that, Matt. I was like, the time you was over there, did he kind of, any time that he, like, rub you the wrong way, where you was like, man, this dude, or was it always, like, a chill kind of atmosphere?
Not with me. It was more like, because I took it serious. Like, I never, even with his days when he would talk to some of the guys, he never really said anything to me because I never engaged it. Like, I didn't entertain it. You know, when he started doing all that talking and taunting, I would stay serious and just say, I'm going to land one. You know what I mean? I'm going to land something. So,
right.
I wasn't
right.
surprised when he did some of that stuff with Klitschko because if you haven't sparred him or fought him before, it could like confuse you a little bit.
That's
so,
right.
So you know when he was doing the behind the back thing, he's so good at keeping a time in his head. Now he knows
right.
3 minutes. He knows okay, that's 10 seconds gone off the clock. That's 20
that's
seconds
right.
gone. I mean, mess with you, and now you sitting there wondering like, is he playing around or what? You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, he never was like, you know, I hung out with him, actually. Like, we went to talk to some kids, just
okay.
my, you know, him, his cousin, myself.
Uh-huh.
We spoke to some kids from, like, Nigeria, some, like, the best soccer players in the world.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was part of that little group that we went to talk. And, you know, I thought he was cool. I just think he says some things that can rub people the wrong way, you know.
Right, right. And if you guys out there don't know, follow Cassius on Instagram at Cassius.Chaney. And he has some great pictures from over in England. You really enjoy it, and you'll see, like, his journey, you know, while he was over there. What did you think take from that fight as far as Klitschko? Because I looked at it, man, like he was kind of slowing down. And just use you for an example. An athletic guy would probably give him some real problems. What did you take from his performance?
I like, you know, I'm in the Tyson, you know, I'm in the Fury pipeline, you know what I mean? So,
right.
you know, but I was invited to both camps. The problem
okay.
was that I felt like Fury would need me more because of my height. Like my height was
sure.
more similar to, at the time, I felt like that. But then you see Tyson in the ring, you like, I'm like, hey, he only 6'7". Because my
right,
brother's
right.
legit 6'9". You met my brother. He's a legit
6'9".
Yeah, my
cool dude. Yeah, shout out to your brother, man. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, my brother is way taller, like legit taller than Tyson. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I would say that I don't think it was Klitschko's, in my opinion, I don't really think it was Klitschko's age, because I believe if Wilder fought him, if Anthony Joshua had fought him that night, everybody, mm-hmm. unless you spar with him before, or unless you watch a lot of boxing and you could pick out a fight that's similar to that, which mm-hmm. I don't think, if you ask a lot of fighters, they can pick it out.
Right.
You would have a problem with him on the first night because of how he moves. And he made Klitschko believe that he was going to come for the knockout. He's not trying to do that. He's not trying to do that at all. He's not, you know, he's tall, so he doesn't throw a lot of straight punches. So he's not going to try to knock you out because it's too much of a chance. I think the rematch is going to be totally different. I really believe that.
Okay. Wow, man, that's a great point. Now, of course, fast forward, you back in Philly now with Amir, right, Amir Mansour?
Yeah, I'm with Amir Mansour, you know. I'm always helping him, you know.
Yeah, how's that training camp going for you?
It's always, you know, I was telling my dad, anytime I train with Amir, you know, because his energy is so, you know, like aggressive, you know what I mean?
Right,
right. So every time I leave or when we get to the gym, I start feeling mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a laid back guy. You know what I mean? I go to the gym, I'm like laid back. You get around them, you start feeling angry, like, all right, we about to spar for, you know, he gonna try to take me out or take it to me. So you gotta
That's
be ready
right.
for a man, man. Like you can't, like a lot of guys here don't, it's heavyweights here. A lot of guys don't like sparring them. You know,
because
he's that, you know, he's serious, but you know, I think he has a good fight ahead of him with Dominic Brazil, but I think he's going to take it. I think he's going, you know, his energy level, and people underestimate for his age his energy mm-hmm. level. You know what I mean? You know, even with Klitschko, 39, even though he did look kind of old in the fight,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
he looked more confused to me than old because he didn't know what. Yeah, he didn't know what Tyson was doing because, you know, Tyson has his weird movement, you know, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be times in sparring where Tyson would come out and tackle you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, you never, he's like a big kid, so you never know unless you've been in the ring with him before.
Man, that's some great insight, man. Hey, look, y'all can only get ahead with Cassius because he's telling it all, man. That's what's up. Now, of course, you got, I'm going to focus on you again, man. You got a big fight scheduled. Of course, you're going to be fighting on, it's on the Kovalev Pascal 2, am I correct? You scheduled the fight on the 30th of January?
Yeah, January 30th in Montreal.
Yeah, man, what do you think about that Kovalev and Pascal on that card again? What's your take on that one?
Well, it's entertaining. You mean my fight or their fight?
Both. Your fight and Kovalev and Pascal.
I'll talk about them first. Save me for last. All right, so I believe that fight is going to be very, very interesting. But, you know, Kovalev's right now, he's bigger. You know, he's taller. He's stronger. He knows what he has to do. And, you know, it's one of those fights that, to be honest with you, I won't be surprised if Kovalev strings it out, like throws a fight out to try to punish him more. You know what I mean? Because there has been a lot of talking. And unless Pascal's coming with some punches early, I don't really see it being too much of a difference, you know? He's just too small.
Right.
Like he's not really, you know, when we seen him in person in Vegas, I'm like, on TV, he looks kind of tall. In person, he's small. He's not a tall.
That's true,
not,
man. That's right.
Yeah. You know, he's a small guy to be, you know, so unless he's just something different, you know what I mean? And I don't really see it going a distance. I don't really see it going a distance.
Yeah, as far as your fight, I mean, do you have your opponent scheduled yet, or is it undetermined at this point? Or?
Yeah, I'm not really sure who the opponent is going to be. You know, a lot of things always happen, it seems like, with my fight. So I don't even, you know, that's part of the reason why I'm actually in Philly now, just to, you know, get a a variety of different type of sparring and just stay angry. You know what I mean?
Now,
I go back to England. It's not really any sparring, so I'm not going to be in that same type of mood where being here keeps you, you know, keeps you grounded, keeps you hungry.
Yeah. And I'm a backtrack for a minute. We were talking about you going, you know, your basketball background. And I wanted the fans, listeners rather, out there to hear you in your relationship you had with Vin Baker. Number one, are you guys still together, you know, and how did that come about?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's like my big brother. We talk all the time. You know, that was part of the reason why I ended up, you know, staying in Old Saybrook after my freshman year is because he graduated from Old Saybrook High School in Connecticut.
Okay.
And at the time, he had just went to the Celtics. So that was his first year with Boston. And like I told you, I was a big Allen Iverson fan, but, you know, Boston was in the conference at the time. You know, it was, you know, that was part of, you know, they had Paul Pierce, Antoine Walker. So I knew the team, you know what I mean? So when Vinny went to the Celtics, he came back to the high school, and part of the reason why he came back to the high school was to meet me. And, you know, from then on, he took me under his wing, and, you know, boom, it was like, you know, he looked out for me while I was in high school, you know, school, college, everything. So, you know, him being my second corner man is good. You know what I mean? Because when you look, a lot of people, when they watch boxing sometimes, they don't understand that when you look at Floyd Mayweather's team, a lot of his team is his family.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Basically his whole team, or guys he knew since he was little. And then you look at the Fury situation, even though he talked a lot, whatever, his team is filled with family members. And then
that's right.
Guys that his family has known, so he's not worrying about the money and all that extra stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
They understand if he wins, we all win.
That's right.
And that's part of the reason why, you know, not only the height situation, when you get in the ring, you see me and my fro, guys look at Vin and they're like, man, he got giants in the ring with him. But,
right.
Vin isn't asking me for anything. So that's a big part of why I do that, even though it looks a little, you know what I mean, to some people, to the naked eye, it looks like whatever. Yeah. But to me, it's important because I don't want to have to worry about, you know, those situations of money, this and all that, you know, power. You know what I mean? He's not looking for any of that. He just wants me to do what I got to do.
Yeah, you know what? That's great, man, because during, you know, my first year of blogging this year, this is one of the great moments that I have. And you probably didn't think about it. I thought about it the rest of the year is me, you, your brother, your father, we all sitting at the table and we were just kicking it. And you can tell that the, you know, genuine guys just there just to support you and have fun, which I think that's a downfall. A lot of athletes, when they get a lot of people, as you stated, who or just around them just to get that money or that fame with them. But you had your genuine day ones with you, and I really respected that. And we was kicking it. Y'all made me feel like I was part of the family, you know?
Right. You know, like you were the first, since I've been boxing, you know, I met Tink at Mayweather Gym that weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I haven't met anybody really from Baltimore on a circuit like that. You know what I mean? So just to be out there in Vegas, I'm like, man, now I feel more comfortable. I felt
That's
more comfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Having somebody I can relate to. So, you know, sometimes you just, like a lot of fighters I know for a fact, they don't look at things that way. I was in camp with guys that had more experience than me, but I'm looking at it like, yo, this here is a big experience for us. If you look at, you know, the inside of what's going on here with Tyson, his father, Tyson, his uncle, his trainer, you know, and he might not be the most skilled, you know what I'm saying? But when you don't have to worry about anything else but beating Klitschko, it made things a lot easier for him.
That's true, man. Great point. SMD, because you probably, and as you continue to get better and better, you know, people are going to be tugging on you from all angles, but to have that circle around you, as you stated, you ain't got to worry about certain things, and you can just focus, that's a big help as far as, you know, furthering your career. And you brought up Tank. Number one, I watched him fight last week, and of course, you know, I'm kind of partial to you two guys, but what did you think, number one, what did you think of his performance, and do you keep in contact with him now?
Nah, you know, I had just met him, you know, at the Vegas, at the gym in Vegas, and, you know, to make a long story short, his father, when I came back to Baltimore, I was playing basketball still, and I would just, you know, mess around with the boxing gym, you know what I mean? And his father goes, my son trains over in Pennsylvania Avenue. I never went, but that happened like 5 years ago. And we never met each other or anything. So when I met him in Vegas, it was like we just kicked it. But back to the point of his talent, he's tough. You know, he really is. Really, you know, he's right. You know, he's in the right situation, it looks like. They're gonna build him up. They're gonna take their time, and of course, Mayweather knows how to, you know, sell. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's gonna be all right.
Yeah, man. I'm looking for the day, and I got a couple friends, you know, one in Seattle and my boy Tone out in Vegas, and I told him, I said, man, it's gonna be a day when I'm going to know two world champions from my hometown, so I always big y'all wherever I go, man, whether it's New York City, you know, Chicago, you know, wherever. So I know you got to run. I ain't going to hold you too long, but, man, I really appreciate you coming through. You want to let anybody know what else you got going on, or, you know, what else you enjoy, man? You enjoy, you know, follow football or basketball or anything?
You know, I've just started watching football a lot. You know, my brother went to school when Cam Newton was in Florida, so I follow Cam Newton a little bit now. You know, I'm an NBA fan.
That's right.
You know, I'm a LeBron fan, so you know, I'm a Melo fan too. I am a Carmelo Anthony fan, so
right.
You know, I'm looking forward to Cleveland, Golden State in the finals.
Yeah, man. I'm telling.
Yeah, a couple shakeups maybe with Dwight Howard. A couple guys get traded, but it's gonna be Cleveland and Golden State. You know, unless OKC gets hot or the Spurs.
Yeah.
Or somebody sleeps on the Spurs, but
they always
think money wise.
They seem like they always win, don't they, man?
Yeah, the Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they so boring. Nobody want to play them.
I know.
Nobody want. They had the same uniforms forever, you know.
Right,
what I mean?
Right.
And it seemed like their new uniforms are getting worse than the old ones. So,
I know, right?
None of the young guys want to play them. They get bored, man. But they a dangerous team. I think they're dangerous. They haven't played Golden State yet, I don't think. And Golden State hasn't played OKC yet. So
right.
It's going to be interesting. But Cleveland's going to get back there. Cleveland's going to go
Matt.
Back.
And you brought up LeBron and Carmelo. Have you, since you're getting, you know, pretty, you know, the light is shining on you now, have you got a chance to meet any of those guys, you know, in your travels?
I haven't, you know what, I haven't met them. When I was in prep school, I talked to Carmelo Anthony on the phone. That was like one of the best times I had, you know, but
yeah.
And then I met Allen Iverson a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
You know, since I've started boxing, you know, I told you before, I talked to Holyfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk in text sometimes, and
I saw you
on
Ward
Thomas.
Too, man. That was a cool pick. You and Andre Ward, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, Andre Ward, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, and I saw Bernard again while I was here last 2 weeks ago, and he remembered me from the few times I've met him, so that was cool. You know what I mean?
That's good.
So that was cool. So I don't know. I'm meeting a few people. Derek Jeter. I mean, I met a few couple people.
Yeah, I saw that pick with Derek Jeter. Again, if y'all don't know, go on Cassius.Cheney, man. He got some great picks on there. And yeah, man, I really appreciate you coming through, man. You've been good, man. You gave us a lot of good insight on, you know, what's going on, man.
No problem. No problem. Anytime. You know, I'm supposed to, they want me back out there for the rematch, Klitschko and Fury. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, but if I go back, I'm gonna have some more stories because I know it's going to be different.
I know, that's right. And look, man, hopefully, because I told you I applied for Kovalev Pascal, so hopefully I'll see you in Montreal and we can kick it a little bit more, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you should tell Jolene to get you the pass.
Okay, yeah, I emailed Alan, so I guess they'll be on the lookout for it.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate you, though, man. I'll holler at you later on.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, thanks, Kay.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, that was Cassius Chaney, rising young heavyweight. And, yeah, some great insight, man. That was a great interview. And I told him I did want to talk about the Tyson Fury because when he initially messaged me, he said Tyson is ready and it's going to be a change. And he was right. I was not expecting that. I thought Fury would come out and try to come right at Klitschko, and he didn't. He moved around, and of course he's awkward, long, and lanky, or however you want to call it, but he really kept Klitschko off balance all night. So, yeah, appreciate him coming through. Of course, we'll have him again, hopefully, you know, soon. I'll probably have him on again when I see him, you know, next month. So, yeah, appreciate him coming through. If anybody wants to call in, we got the lines wide open and talk about anything. 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. I don't know as far as the heavyweight division. It seems to me, even though you got Deontay Wilder, who's scheduled to fight in Madison Square Garden beginning of the year, in my opinion, I think the heavyweight division is kind of wide open. There's no dominant fighter, in my opinion. I mean, of course, Wilder is probably the most popular guy in the division right now, but it's wide open. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. And, of course, towards the end of the year, last week, a couple weeks ago, I gave my pound for pound in which I had Chocolatito number one, but my fight of the year I had is Gennady Golovkin. And of course, Gennady, who stays busy, and that's rare now to have one of the top fighters in the world who actually stays busy and he fights three times a year. And I just thought with his activity and, you know, fighting his opponents on different locations around the world, he's just not set and he's trying to gain fans all across this country, and I think he's doing a great job of that, whether he's fighting at StubHub or Madison Square Garden or the Forum in Los Angeles. I just think the guy is creating a buzz around the world, and I commend him for that. Of course, as I stated before, some of the guys on the rise, Errol Spence Jr., who I feel has the tools to become one of the greats. I really do. I think his demeanor in the ring is very calm. And as I stated before, and I was talking to a few guys, he reminds me of a lighter Joe Lewis because he has a lot of compact punches. He does no wasted movement. If you really go back and look at some old Joe Lewis clips, of course, let's not get silly. He's not a heavyweight, of course. I know that. But just look at the way he fights. He reminds me of a young Joe Lewis because if Joe Lewis had you especially in the corner, he would dig to the body. And his shots were so compact but powerful. And that's what Errol Spence Jr. has going for him right now. Of course, Keith Thurman's another guy who I feel was going to either make a mark or going to get marked. Him and Sean Porter, you know, supposedly are going to get it on, so we're going to see what's going to happen with that. I don't know. Some of the younger guys who I think are going to make a way in 2016, Oscar Valdez, JoJo Diaz, to name a couple, I think are going to really make that next step, you know, up the ladder as to being some of the better boxers in the world. I think those two young men really have an opportunity to really explode on the scene. If you haven't had a chance, this young guy, and of course his family is pretty famous, Diego De La Hoya. Had a chance to watch him last week, and this young man, he impresses me every time that I watch him. If you don't get a chance, please check him out. I think he is something special. He's a feisty guy, you know, has that Mexican style. So I look forward to seeing him in the near future. So, yes, a lot of great young fighters out there. Of course, I believe that, and I say this before, the most skilled fighter in the world, Vasyl Lomachenko, I'm looking forward to him fighting again because I think he's going to create a buzz, a groundswell of people who are going to really start to follow him and realize that this guy is not a game. So looking forward to a lot of people out there, you know, checking him out. So, yeah, man, it's been a great show. I don't know if there's a lot of shy listeners out there. We had some listeners, but no, I guess everybody wants to just listen and not call in, but that is cool. As long as you guys are tuning in, and I'll continue to get out some information on up-and-coming fights for you on the blog, and you can catch me on chillingwithcheese.com or Twitter at Roga1969, and yeah, we're going to keep this thing rolling. We got another minute or two left in the show, so yeah. If any, of course, in the beginning of the year, and I stated before that Manny Pacquiao has not made a decision yet on who he's fighting, but I'm looking forward to that, so I don't know exactly who is going to fight. Calling you on the line.
Yo, what up?
What's up, Tone? How you doing, man? It's Tone out in Las Vegas. How you doing, brother?
I'm cool with the game, man. Just in, you know, said it's in the car, man. Just checking out the show, man. Dope interview with Brother Cassius, man.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, ain't he, man?
Yeah, man. He dropped a lot of jewels, man. A lot of insight, you know what I'm saying, from the boxing world, you know what I'm saying. But I see that Baltimore is on the move in the boxing game, though.
Hey, you know what? It's funny. I'm laughing because, man, you talking about this and we got a couple fights that in our hood, that our respective hoods, that we'd like to create, and we've been talking about it. So I know
right.
You were in tank. I know you were in tanks, Ed, last week, and of course we were.
Yeah.
We gonna have to shout out to Javante, Calvin Ford, all those guys. You know, the crew at Upton, Mayweather, Jim out there in Vegas. Where you at, man? So what you got going on your show, man? What you got coming up?
I really don't have nothing planned. I was supposed to have something today, but, you know what I'm saying, me and my guest manager, something had happened on their end, so it's going to be a reschedule, hopefully for Monday. If not, we'll probably do it next year. I'm going out of town tomorrow night, so I'll be back Saturday. I really don't have nothing up, man, but I just want to say, like this year has been like a great year, man, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I'm saying, doing what I love and attending these fights, meeting brothers like yourself and other cats, man, that's in the game, man. It's a lot of respect there, man, for real.
Yeah, man, Tone is one of the great guys. And I tell people a lot about you too, man. I've told people through this game in the first full year that I've met a lot of great people from around the world, and we both have. And, yeah, man, you one of the, you know, the cool brothers out there. And yeah, man, we got to keep it rolling for the next year. We're going to try to go international, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely, man. That's where it's at though, but it's like where, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It seems like you're gonna be going to Canada, man. It seems like you're gonna be going to Canada, man.
Hey, look, you know while we're talking about that, shout out to Ella Haley and Kathy Du. If y'all listening, I'm ready to do that work for main events for January the 30th. So, I hope they get me out there. But yeah, man, well, I don't. If anybody's out in Vegas, they gotta go check my man out at Caesars, and yeah, just big him up when you get out there. Of course, it's live out there every night, so tell him about it, man.
Oh yeah, make sure y'all come down to Omnia Nightclub inside Caesars Palace. If you ever come to Las Vegas, make sure you holler at me. Everybody comes through there. You know what I'm saying? I met a lot of great people there. You know what I'm saying? I treat everybody like family that comes through there. So, you know what I'm saying? You always just see me somewhere in Vegas, man. I'm always out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you see me, say what up. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
I know, and I told him last time I was there, I was like, next time I'm going to bring my wingtips and my leather lizard suit, so I'm going to hang out at the club one night.
Straight up, man. Straight up, cheese going to come to the club, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They going to bring that B-more, that whole B-more feel out, you know what I'm saying?
I know,
y'all
right?
Show how we do it out here. You know what I'm saying? We don't sleep
right
out here.
I know. And when he says they don't sleep, this man ain't lying, man. It's like it's 25 hours a day, and it's nonstop. The strip is always loud. I don't know how y'all do it. My blood pressure would probably be higher than it is because it's always turned up.
It's always, man. I'm telling you, man, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We could do something. 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? After hour don't close to 10 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's whatever you want to do, man. But the boxing world has been good to me thus far, man, and 2016 is gonna be a whole new thing for me because I was taking apart this whole situation of a learning process, mm-hmm. of learning the whole, you know, the media thing, and it's been like real dope, and people start recognizing you. You know what I'm saying? Just about being at the fights and just chilling, like my homeboy, like the homie Setback. I ran into him too.
Right.
I ran
right.
into him at the fight. So, you know what I'm saying? He's showing a lot of love and met a whole lot of great people, man. But I had to put that, I had to say that to Tank, man. I had to say it to him, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ever see Tank, ask him what Tone asked him. You know what I'm saying?
And
tell
look,
you'll tell you, like, yeah, dude, like, yeah, for real.
And you're connected, I guess, now, you know, of course, with Mayweather's gym, you know, you go there frequently. And,
right.
Yeah, so you kind of know everything that's going on and everybody comes in and out. And as Tone stated, man, just don't stop out there. And it's one thing after another. And I think that's going to really serve you well, man, because, I mean, quite honestly, everybody knows that, you know, as far as Vegas, that's kind of the heartbeat out
right.
there, out the West Coast as far as boxing is concerned. So, yeah, man,
yeah.
You got it going on now.
Yeah, because the funny thing about it, somebody thought I was with the money tank at the fight.
Right.
Because I, you know what I'm saying, like, shout out to Ray, man. Shout out to Jimmy Mack. If y'all know who that is, he's the dude that got his nose broke.
yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to Jizzy back at the fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, we kicking it all night, you know what I'm saying? And telling people that I was with the money tank, it was funny because it was like chicks that was like popping up on me, and I'm like,
ooh,
I'm
that's
tripping. Like, I'm like, nah, I'm just, you know, it kind of tripped me out because I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was like, oh, I'm just grooving. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing the media press. So my press pass is step, man, all day official.
Oh,
man.
Man.
It was
I was getting ready to say, hey, look, they thought I was part of the money team, too, until I pulled out my wallet. They were like, shit, he ain't got no money.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, it was straight love that whole night. I met some cool people, talked to Raja And Jeff Mayweather is mad funny, man.
Right.
Mayweather is mad funny. That's all that I can really say. He needs to be a comedian, do what the dude is funny. But Big Boy, mad cool. And it's a whole lot, man. They got a lot brewing on in the Mayweather's camp. Speaking of Mayweather camp, Jessica got a fight coming up next month, so we're going to see what it do.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, Jessica Frazier, she's a young lady out of the Mayweather camp. It's real, real cool young lady. I happened to meet her when I was out there. And she has her fight, first fight coming up. Tough young lady by way of California. Now she's living in Las Vegas. But, yeah, she's real humble, down-to-earth, single mother who's just grinding, trying to live her dream out. So we want to give her a big shout-out and just wish her well because she always stays positive. So, Jessica, if you out there, do your thing. And, bring it back. Bring it back to the crib.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so hopefully, but I didn't even know where they're going. I think, hold on, let me turn that back. They probably be at the Pearl because Jay Leon Love, he's going to be fighting too. So I think she's on that card, man.
Wow, that's going to be great, man.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to be up in there that night or?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully I will. Matter of fact, I want to touch on something right quick because I didn't know what the credentials was going to come. And so, actually, they had, like, a drawing of who going to win some free tickets, and I won free tickets. I got the same announcement for the free tickets also at the same time when I got the credentials. And so
okay.
I invited Jessica, but I think she was busy or something like that.
Okay.
So, and she couldn't make it, so, you know what I'm saying, I had to, you know, so I told my homie, the big homie, the one that's Mr. John Astor White, the dude that's suing Empire for $500 million.
Yeah.
I invited my man there. Yeah, true story, you know what I'm saying? When you come out here, I'm going to introduce you to him.
Sure yeah, we're going to have to get that cracking, that's right.
Yeah, for real. So next time you come, I'm going to introduce him. He gave me a lot of knowledge on a whole lot of stuff I didn't know, but he gave me a lot of game, man, and a great dude. When you come back out here, we're going to go to the hood, man, and holler at him, man. But
man.
He's a good dude. So, yeah, but he enjoyed it. It was a great car that whole night. I'm not just talking about the ones they show on TV, but the ones in front of that. God, them is the fights to watch, though, but that whole car was solid, man.
And that's, yeah, and we always talk about that. We're some of those kind of guys that we like to get in there and watch the undercard fights for the up and coming guys that's trying to make a name for themselves. But yeah, man, we about to get on out here, man. I appreciate you coming through again, man.
Oh, you know it, man. Hey, make sure y'all support Cheese, man. His website, get you a T-shirt. My man is official, and you know, so he always bring the great interviews. You know, Sam, my man is like he's just killing the game, man. And you know what I'm saying? I just can't wait till next year. Oh, I'll probably be out there in L.A. too, man, for that Garcia Guerrero. I'm taking a chance for a 3-hour road trip. It ain't that.
Hey, well, you know what? If we both get it, then it's on and popping because ain't nothing but an L.A. thing. You know how we do it out there.
You did. I just hope it. You know what I'm saying? If it's that, I know I'll catch something, though, but hopefully that Pacquiao and Broner, hopefully, will be out here. I'm there.
Yeah, man. That'd be great. Well, yeah, man, we're going to get on out of here. Yeah, man, but I'm going to holler at you later on.
All right, bro. It's all good, man. Hey, y'all, support Cheese, man. ChillingWithCheese.com. Go to it. Support the brother, man. Hey, I'm out, man.
My man. That's what's up.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. That's the show for tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun tonight. So, till my next Chilling with Cheese episodes, Cheese, and I'm out.
Hey, what's up, man? Brother, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Big party, man. Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on. Hey, man, what's your name?
brother, brother, there's far too many of us.